the OAA. Ball so low, most fools couldn't price me. Silent stunt with a blunt full of PE. And I guess you know me, been in NY so long. Gotta trust they family, especially Brooklyn. Shout out to the mob.
Listen, Pod Show Radio Show. Show 50. The big one. The trick or treat. Hangover special here. Huge night. Huge week for Poncho, on the prowl, deeply on the prowl, with some costume parties, some galas. And for anyone who's never experienced this, let me just tell you, it's a glorious thing. It's a beautiful thing to behold. Typically, timid women come out of their shells and expose themselves for an evening for the world to see, Poncho included. And it was wonderful. I was a little disturbed by a few costumes. Typically, the played out, the overplayed ones I saw. As expected, plenty of Duck Dynasty beards just everywhere. And Miley Cyrus, the women lacking the originality, came out with their Miley Bunny suits on. And of course, disappointed when I look to my left and I'm being flanked by The Voice, who's over there in his Do It At Home costume. Agent Gay from the new Men in Black movie, paying homage to Tommy Lee Bones, this nobody over here. Doing nothing by the end of the evening at the bar, just in the corner alone with his stupid costume. I was Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's, obviously. Guy gets extraordinary amounts of tail, and I played out a real-life rendition. Bernie was the man, and Poncho was the man all week. But Halloween's over, and what we thought was going to be the doldrums, 16 and a half. And no, that's not my girth, my meat, my thickness. That's the over-under on the Sixers this year, according to Vegas. But look who's 2-0 after upsetting Miami on opening night. The Sixers are 2-0 after beating the pathetic Wizards last night. We got Chicago tonight, and that very well could be a loss. But 2-0, folks. And when you look around at what else is in Philly right now, sports-wise, this is just nice. I find myself watching this team. I find C. Willie, being the man that he is, and he's not thick. If you look at it physically, he's not thick, but he's an extreme player. And I'll tell you what, I think we all might have underestimated him, even though he had an off night at Washington compared to what he did against the Heat. But I'll tell you what, if you look at this team and be positive for once, the voice, the guy, that negativity, the muck that he lives in, paying alimony and the support that he pays, I understand it. But for someone that's taking a positive view, you got to look at 2-0 and you look at, we might have three really good players on this team. To see Willie, you got Thad Young, and, but most me to say it, Evan Turner could actually be a player. He's looked pretty solid. Extremely thin this team is. There's no bench at all. But I think we have three good players from a sample of two games. And also from a sample of two games, I can gather this. Molly Sullivan is going to have another good season. And it very well could be by mid-December, she's the only thing worth watching regarding this team. But I'll take it as it is because it's put together. One thing I was pondering, Poncho was pondering this, a beautiful genius that I am, I was wondering, is it really all there up top, though? I mean, is that how much of that's makeup? How much of that's putting the bronzer on? And I wonder. I'm not sure. I don't want to think too deep about it because I appreciate it for what it looks like on the surface. But I wonder if it's all maybe enhanced up top. But one thing you don't fake is a body like that, and it's all put together. And if there's a negative to take out of this Comcast SportsNet team, and there usually is, it's Malik Rose. I don't know how I'm going to do a season of this guy. Part of me hopes they're 3-13 in 2 weeks because this guy is tough to take. I mean, he's just really, really tough to take. And let me tell you something, Mark Zumoff, the geek, the nerd that he is, I'm sure this guy's never interacted with any females in his entire life. But that doesn't matter. Compared to Malik Rose, I'll take Zumoff. I appreciate him. Because he's excited. Malik Rose is just lacking in all aspects of life. On the other hand, as we mentioned, the Flyers, 7-0 last night. They lost to the Capitals without that Russian cabbage breath breather Ovechkin, and they still pummeled us. And Ray Emery decided, this thug, this loser that he is, decided to just skate the surface of the ice and go after the opposing goalie last night when we were down 6-0. And typically, I'm a huge Ron Hextall fan. Everybody knows that about me. I appreciated everything he did with Philly, but for Emery to go after the opposing goalie, and if you watch it, it was ugly. It was kind of like watching the boys in a phys ed in fourth grade getting pummeled into oblivion after Matt Ball, a game that was invented by three of his bully classmates just for him. But this was ugly. This was extremely ugly to watch the Capitals goalie just get pummeled by this thug Emery. And that's all he is. But the Flyers are a mess. This is a joke of a team. And I just hope the Sixers can keep it going. A little bit at least, because I don't want to watch the Flyers anymore. I've seen enough. I've seen plenty. But I guess the real reason you're with the Voice and Poncho, other than the looks, the eye candy that you get off all of our feeds at the Voice Poncho on Twitter, Voice Poncho Radio on Facebook, where you live, and talking to mostly ladies out there. But it's the Eagles talk. At 3-5 we sit, ready for Oakland, Saturday morning. Obviously, I'm drinking already, heavy. And if you look at this game, you're going to need to take a few drinks because it's ugly. And it starts with the Eagles, with Nick Foles as our quarterback. A guy I thought might have a chance this year, but really was just awful against Dallas. This team hasn't scored a touchdown in more than two games, if you've been watching offensively. I don't count when the long snapper daydreams and snaps the ball into his own end zone. I don't count that. It's a touchdown, but... I'm not picking them anymore. This team's terrible. Every time I pick them to win, they lose. So I'm just going to say, I'm not going to put a score out there, but they're getting 2.5, and that's one of Poncho's picks for this week in the NFL season, NFL week. They're getting 2.5 at Oakland, and we don't play well in Oakland, but I have no idea why we'd be getting points in this game. Oakland's terrible. Oakland's awful. So that's one of my picks for the week. I'm gonna take the Eagles getting 2.5. I'm also gonna take what looks like a trap line, but it's too hard to pass up. Baltimore giving a point to Cleveland in Cleveland, where no one wants to be in life. But Baltimore, I just don't think they're as bad as they seem to be, and I don't think there's any way they go in there and lose to Cleveland. I just don't think that's gonna happen. It might be a trap line, but. You know, for all the losers out there, degenerate gamblers that want a good pick this week, take those two. Philadelphia getting 2.5, and the Ravens, the Dirty Birds, giving a point. Start them, sit them. Everybody's wonderful fantasy land. Sponsored by the Voice of Poncho Radio. I will start Chris Johnson, Tennessee running back, a guy I have a long running relationship with until I traded him because he's a thug. And he's done nothing for me. I drafted him earlier this year and last year's draft fantasy, and he's done nothing. But for some reason, when you go to St. Louis, a team that's hurting, that has a quarterback maybe worse off than Philly does right now, you're going to be talking about a lot of carries probably for Chris Johnson, a lot of possessions for Tennessee. Poncho, the guy in possession of a lot of tail, a lot of gem mint tins, as we saw all week at the Halloween galas. Also going to start, believe it or not, if your other quarterback option slim, Geno Smith, New Orleans, just for the sheer fact that the Saints are probably going to be scoring. And the mess that the Jets are right now, I still think Geno's going to throw a lot of passes and end up running sometimes too. So he's going to be a point scorer. It's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be points. Sort of like the sloppy Saturday evenings. You know, it's not going to be pretty. But you need to get on the board and you make it happen. Sit him. I think an underachiever for most of the season, Russell Wilson, against a Tampa Bay team that's terrible, but a defense that's not so bad. Russell Wilson hasn't really done a lot this whole year, if you think about it. Looking at it fantasy-wise, he really hasn't blown up, so I'm not going to go with him. I don't have him, but if I did, I wouldn't go with him. If I had another option, even a guy like a Roethlisberger, I think I'd go with Roethlisberger instead of Russell Wilson. And there you go. There's beautiful picks that we lay out only as Poncho does, particularly lately, because the voice hasn't been himself since that Boy Scout trip back in ninth grade when he ended up alone in a campsite with the supervisor, who decided to have some special lessons with him. And he just has not been on the show, hasn't been seen around the studio. So we'll do it alone, and here's one particularly I wanted to get to. I had a serious problem on Twitter this week because I noticed Jose Canseco, my boy, I like this guy. I think this guy does work in the bedroom, and I admire him. But Canseco tweeting out a pic of him with his daughter, who's about 15. But boy, is she a vixen to be, because she is something to behold. But Canseco is pimping her out, basically, on his Twitter feed here. She's 15 or so in his costume. And anybody that knows me knows I'm a sucker for knee-high stockings. And even the thigh highs. Any rendition there, and I'm game. And he puts this piece, his daughter, this piece, into a nice little, I think it was Dorothy with the socks. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. And I'll tell you what, he should be ashamed as a parent, but proud as what he produced there. When you're talking about a serious piece of tail in about 3 years. Josie Canseco. You might want to follow it. And, go full screen style on the pics, like a true pro. Also noticed that Paris Hilton on Twitter, she had 8 different costumes this year for all of her parties. 8 costumes. I'd lay 5 of them sober, but the other 3 I need a load for. But I still don't understand where the fame comes with this woman. But, I think it'd be really something wily and something scrappy behind closed doors. So, we're game. Pete Rose on Twitter, the real Pete Rose, has 10,000 Twitter followers. How's that possible? I have no idea how that's even possible. And they say half the 10,000 are his bookies looking to collect Italians and Irishmen looking to roll him outside of his house, which is probably a 1,200 square footer by now. 10,000 followers on Twitter for the hit king, the all-time hit king, Pete Rose. Unbelievable. And that's just one of those things that I wonder how that happens. And I also wonder how The Voice ever gets involved with a woman. I wonder how that happens, too. It doesn't happen often. And that's why he's not here. He's depressed. He's just drowning himself in white wine and blush, as he has been all week and all his life, pretty much. But show 50, and what we've put out there is a product to behold. And I gave you the picks for tomorrow's games. Drink heavy because it's Philly and Oakland. Take the Eagles getting 2.5. Take Baltimore giving a point. And watch the Sixers tonight against Chicago. It could be a 20-point loss. Very well could be. But I'll tell you what, they actually give me something to be excited about. Other than when I get 6 or 7 deep in the Rolling Rock case and I start seeing things fuzzy. But this team is right, and I think they're playing, at least for this Brett Brown. Show 50, trick or treat, hangover, whatever special you want to call it. But it's The Voice and Poncho Radio, the true steroid users on the mic.
Deuce like the Komodo Dragon, and having on the back of a motorcycle, then crashed in the side of a locomotive with rap. I'm local, it's like canning a psycho, a loaded handgun. Michelangelo with a paint gun in a tantrum, about to explode all over the canvas. Back with the Yoda of rap and a spasm. Your music usually has them, but range for the game, your enthusiasm it hasn't. Follow your must, removing my little Padawan. Jedi in training, colossal braining, thoughts are entertaining, but docile and impossible to explaining. I'm also vain and probably find a way to complain about a Picasso painting. Puke Skywalker, but sound like Chewbacca when I talk. Full of such blind rage, I need to see an eye dog. Can't even find the page I was writing this rhyme on. Oh, it's on the rampage. Couldn't see what I wrote, I write small. It says, ever since I drove a 79 Lincoln with white walls, had a fire in my heart, and a dire desire to aspire to die hard. So as long as I'm on the clock, punching this time card, hip hop ain't dying on my clock.
Sometimes, when I'm sleeping, she comes to me in my dreams. Is she taken? Is she taken? Is she mine? Don't got time, okay, don't have two shits to give. Let me take you by the hand to promised land and threaten everyone. There's no rhyme or no reason for nothing.
I wonder who's
average like me.